Let me just put to you what Gregory Campbell said on the TV show last night. I asked about reports that 18 parades would take part across Northern Ireland in protest over the ongoing North Belfast parading dispute. Have a listen.
Well, Stephen, there hasn't been any announcement as yet because we're still waiting the response by the Secretary of State to our proposition.
But the BBC is reporting that there will be 18 protests organised by the Unionist Coalition around Northern Ireland, parades around Northern Ireland in protest of what's happening. Tell me if it's true.
Well, the BBC are reporting
that. What's your reaction?
Well, let's see the outcome of the Secretary of State. I know you want to preempt things, Stephen, but let's hear her response and see what the response of that coalition is.
You're employed by the people watching this programme. Yes. Are you organising those protests?
Look, Stephen, there hasn't been any announcement as yet because Theresa Villiers hasn't responded as yet.
What do you make of that, David?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the Unionist graduated response is supposed to have meant. I mean, I was in the room when the Unionist walked out of the five-party talks back before the summer holiday over the issue of one parade along one 200 or 300 metre stretch of road. I think it's utterly irresponsible at a time when we do need to find a resolution to issues, the past flags and parades, to suggest that it all depends upon one particular parade. And I've made it absolutely clear that the pressure which is being put on the PSNI, not just the financial pressure, but actually the pressure in terms of officers having to work long overtime shifts because of the presence of that group of protesters in Twiddale Avenue, should be over. And any suggestion that people should be putting further pressure on the resources of the police in these circumstances is utterly irresponsible.
So you think putting on these parades, 18 parades across Northern Ireland, is utterly irresponsible? It's a protest parade could be another form of the right to protest in a free democracy, David, no?
Peacefully. It is, of course, the right to protest in a free democracy. But there is a total difference between the kind of protests that we've seen, which suck in huge amounts of police resources. I mean, we are spending £1 million a month. We are tying up hundreds of officers every night in policing a very small area of North Belfast at a time of huge financial problems for the justice system. That is simply not the act of responsible politicians. People should accept the Parades Commission is the lawful organisation. It was given responsibilities by Act of Westminster Parliament. It is the body which determines, and it should be allowed to determine. And those who claim to be British citizens and Democrats should accept the view of a lawfully constituted body set up by Parliament.